Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Special guest today, Rhiannon Tang. How are you, Rhiannon?
Hi, everybody.
I remember her name easy because of the Stevie Nicks Fleetwood Mac album. Remember Rumors? One of the songs was called Rhiannon, Word Association.
Oh, I thought you meant Tang.
I was actually named for the song.
Were you named for the song? Really?
Now you know how old I am.
What's your husband's name, the big burly guy?
Matt.
He hasn't been here in a long time.
The big burly guy.
I only dragged him in here once.
She's always here. Now, the reason she's on the show today is because she's in Jimmy's office. And what are you doing in Jimmy's office?
I am building an AR.
She's all in.
Wow, you are all in.
She's building. Another female building an AR. A long list of the 600 or so Build-A-Bears we've done. You're probably about 30 or between 30 and 40. If I had Jimmy in here, I'd ask him.
About 40
women. No, your age. before we get into it, I just want to tell everybody who went to the wake and the funeral the next day for Lieutenant Bill Furon. It was epic. Cedar Grove was basically closed the night of the wake and the day of the funeral. Thousands and thousands of people showed up. I waited in line in the snow for about 2 hours, and I just kept seeing faces, Gun for Hire alumni going back forever. And I did a little research, Sandy. Bill Furon's first show, Gun for Hire radio show he was on, was number 12.
Wow.
And we're on 293.
Right.
Yeah, number 12. We had him on the show. And real quick, I just want to, Matt Trimmer, who's a retired law enforcement officer, went out on disability. He said, listening to the radio show about Lieutenant Furon, and I'm quietly giggling at the way I first met him. I was in the academy at Seagirt, and he was there with some of the team's guys doing some training separate from us, and they started lobbing flashbangs onto our PT field behind our formation.
That's Bill.
Yep. He goes, I lost it and started laughing. He got two write-ups from his drill sergeant, and Bill Furon went and squashed them. Said anyone who would be laughing while everyone else was shitting themselves should be recognized as a special kind of crazy and not be getting written up. Said that that's what makes a great cop, someone who can stay calm in the chaos. Great guy. He will be missed by everyone. And yes, that was Bill. I don't even want to. I have flashbang stories with Bill Furon. I can't share them because the statute of limitations hasn't run out yet. But that's
we
the
have
type,
a lot of stories. Yeah, we can't share
Could you imagine, Rhiannon? Could you imagine these guys are trying to become cops and they're scared shit. They're in the academy, and they're throwing flashbangs behind them. The special
teams—they don't know what they're doing.
Correct. It must have been epic. And then on another note, Michael Del Greco sent an email. He wrote, "I binge watched the past few episodes. Hysterical that he said that I said last week about wearing clothes that blend in a mall like Gun for Hire T-shirts, you know." And it's funny, but he says I was upset to hear about Bill F. What an overall nice guy who had more determination to live and succeed than anyone. Another reason to live each day like it might be your last. Happy New Year to you and your family, Mike Del Greco. I got Chris Montesano, who was Bill's second cousin, said that Bill was in the throes of a morphine drip when Trump won the election, and he gave a thumbs up, and he did an absentee ballot to vote and everything. So, you know, he was on his deathbed and still being patriotic and fighting for the cause.
And it was still a cause that was near and dear to his heart. Mm-hmm.
So I just think that that's phenomenal. So tell us, Rhiannon, what kind of AR are you building?
We are going super lightweight. We are trimming weight off everywhere we can. Oh. You know, New Year's resolution, keep the weight down.
Keep the weight down.
So where are you taking the weight off?
Anywhere and everywhere we can. We're going with a very minimalist stock and anywhere that we can trim a few ounces. Just to keep the overall weight as low as possible, because I'm not very strong.
Sissy.
Well, we'll argue that point. But
You know,
that's a good idea though, because if you are carrying it around, are you going to be carrying it around, or is
well,
it just
eventually, if you want to do the urban carving classes mm-hmm. here, and you have to carry it for more than the hour range time,
yeah.
you do want to have something that you feel comfortable as far as weight distribution and a comfortable weight that you feel
it's
is
gonna be
within your capacity.
Chamber 556.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. You know, that's good because we get a lot of guys, you know, it's a guy thing. They build guns that are like 14 pounds.
Right. And cup then holders.
Yeah. Cigar lighter, cigar cutter. Yeah. And then what happens is when they're running and gunning, they realize, oh, my God, this thing is crazy heavy. So I commend you for that. Many moons ago, we built a carbon fiber barreled gun. It was about 6 pounds. It kicked like a mule, obviously, because there's nothing to absorb the recoil, no weight to counter it. But still, a lot of fun. Now, how long are you in this game now?
About 7 years. I've been shooting.
But lately, you've really.
After my stepdad passed away last January, and ever since then, I've kind of been.
His name was
really,
Charlie.
Yep, Charlie. I've See really that? Been focusing on. Bringing more people into it because he was a very avid supporter of the Second Amendment rights, and I believe that it's a cause that I'm not necessarily that young, but the younger generations should endorse and spread, because there's so much negative media out there and so much negative connotations with guns, gun owners, weapons, and scary things that it doesn't necessarily have to be a scary thing. It, to me, has always been a fond and happy pastime and a way to spend, you know, quality time at the range.
So is your safe space where you store your guns and ammo? Would that be a good...
That is a safe space. I just put a safety pin on the front of it and call it a day.
Nice. Now, as far as activism, Rhiannon has been involved with the SAW group, the mm-hmm. diversity shoots. Mm-hmm. Now she's building her own AR.
Mm-hmm.
She comes in all the time. She brings new people in to shoot. She carries about 400 pounds of equipment when she comes in. She
does. I just like variety.
Yes. I'll sometimes see her lugging stuff in and walk past me. She's got her head down because half her body's bent over because she's trying to counterbalance the weight of everything she's carrying. Have I just described you well walking
a little
in?
Bit.
I'm like, hey, how are you? She's like, and she's walking by. So I think it's great that you're such a active part of our community, and we're going to talk about expanding that community when we come back.
Absolutely.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law, the bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
Valentine's Day is a celebration of love. And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Your Valentine will love you for it. Hurry and order early. Just follow the link on the GunForHireRadio.com homepage.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at LipstickBodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites, LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Ron Sousa, who's engaged to Annette, who still hasn't set a date, by the way. You know that.
I was going
to
ask.
New year, too.
Rhiannon, would you ask Ron if he said
Have you set a date yet, Ron?
No. See? Now you have women asking you.
Wow.
Man up.
Yeah, really.
Liberty Office Suites has two locations, one on New Road in Parsippany and one in Montville. Ron has numerous rooms that you can rent for as little as $58 a month. It's like a timeshare, meeting room for 70 people. Support those who support us, Liberty Office Suites. So, Rhiannon, taking it one step further, there's an article in the New York Post this week. The LGBT community, a.k.a. the Pink Pistols, are lobbying for weaker gun laws so that they can carry after what happened at the nightclub in Orlando, which was predominantly LGBT, you know, which was, am I allowed to say gay? Yeah, because I can say anything I want. I don't care.
But your show, you can.
They want, after Omar Mateen killed all of those people, they want the opportunity to carry guns. Well, I got good news for you, Pink Pistol packing people, because Trump is all for that, too, at the moment. And it looks like we might see some changes in the landscape in the future. So,
well, I think the wonderful thing about that is that the Second Amendment community is inclusive of so many different types of people. It's not the redneck hillbillies. It's not, you know, old white dudes. It's, you know, there's gay, lesbian, there's young females, there's, you know, old white dudes. There's
people of every color.
Every color, every creed, every.
The next diversity shoot is February 2nd that Tony is hosting here. When the new building is done, we'll be able to host more frequent and bigger venues and everything. You've been there for a few of them, right?
You got
Absolutely. You got to meet a lot of people, right?
Characters.
Yeah, characters. And, I mean, you've gone with Rosie on on some of his shoots and everything,
yeah, the,
too.
Two of the CNJFO Sporting Clays events.
So that's a beautiful thing. So after you build your AR, what's the next gun on your list? What's your favorite gun to shoot right now out of your arsenal?
Probably the Remington 870 and 12 gauge.
Really?
That one's my favorite.
Why so?
I like larger calibers. And I, you know, it's once you get out and you do a little bit of sporting clays as well, it's a little bit more like a challenge instead of just shooting down range. Getting out and being outside with a gun is kind of a novelty in New Jersey. So
isn't it a great feeling?
Isn't that sad?
Isn't that a great feeling?
It's very novel.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to shoot outside, and more people should experience it. I believe that's why Cherry Ridge is so much fun. It's just it's a process. It's like you're out of it for 5-6 hours. It's not like here where people come in, they shoot for an hour, they turn around and leave, because in the New York metropolitan area, we have that lifestyle, you know. By the way, New Jersey made the number one list again in the news, guys. New Jersey is the number one on the list of most moved out of states for the fifth year in a row.
Wow, is there any...
That's odd, huh?
When you oppress the people of basic constitutional rights, what reason do people have to stay?
The and high taxes.
The hell out of us.
The high taxes are a good reason. And quality of life. It is, if you're an oncologist, New Jersey is the place to come. I mean, it's a
They're the only ones moving in.
Oncologists, that's pretty much. I have four friends who are oncologists who love this state.
Everyone else is leaving.
But, yeah, we're in a situation where everybody's fleeing. And, you know, I say the takers and the makers, and people say I'm being a racist when I say that, and I tell them to go F themselves. Because
what does that have to do anything with race?
I don't know. Well, I watched yesterday on MSNBC that this woman was saying that Trump's slogan, Make America Great Again, the word again has racist connotations.
Why? How does the word again?
I don't know. I thought we're going to make America great again and bring it back up to its glory of patriotism and productivity and profitability. Mm. Never once in my small brain did I ever think Make America Great Again meant to exclude minorities. Did you
well,
feel that
the
way?
The problem is that with less precise words, people are free to read into it whatever they feel like reading into it. So if somebody wants to see racism, they're going to see racism, as opposed to just taking it at face value for, you know, let's make this country what it should be.
You know, so I use the term makers and takers. So New Jersey the takers are staying and the makers are leaving. Let's face it. Right. Why would you stay here and pay all of these taxes? And it's expensive to live here. For you people that listen out of state, an average one-family home in the state of New Jersey is looking at between $8,000 and $14,000 a year in property taxes. Mm-hmm. No, you heard that right. Between $8,000 and $14,000 a year in property taxes. Car insurance. How many cars do you have?
Just one. How much
is the insurance?
I don't pay the insurance.
Figure $3,000 for two cars.
Easily.
For insurance. Easily. Mm-hmm. Okay. So think about what we pay here. We pay so much excessive tax. And again, it's because we're outnumbered. There's more takers than makers. And I don't mean that in a racial connotation, but if you're not friendly to business.
We mean that as an entrepreneur. I mean, as an entrepreneur, we say that all the time because we're the ones making jobs.
You and your hubby don't.
We literally make money.
You and your hubby don't hustle 7 days a week to make ends meet?
I work 7 days a week.
I know you do. You've said it before. And how many days a week does he work? Six?
Not as much as me, whatever it is.
But still, he works.
Yes, he works very hard.
So
the problem is that on top of the property tax, car tax, sales tax, income tax, inheritance tax, and every other tax.
Tax, toll tax.
Anything else that you can put the word tax after, New Jersey does. And unfortunately, it makes the quality of life because you bust your tail for 7 days a week in order to take home half of your paycheck.
Correct.
Maybe. If you're lucky.
Correct. So we keep carrying people because of failed social programs.
Right.
We just keep increasing the spending for that. I've been saying for years that welfare is a legal form of slavery.
Oh, absolutely.
I believe that, you know, there should be some type of work program to get people into it. And then right away they say, well, you're a racist. I don't understand that.
Well, look at what's happening in Norway now. They want to give away 2 years worth of money. Just give away money to get people back to work.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they don't want to work.
Make any sense whatsoever?
No. No, but that's how it works.
In a socialist bureaucrat utopia, is the only place that makes any sense.
Now, to slightly play devil's advocate, there are people out there that need help from social programs, and there are people out there that need a little bit of assistance to get back on their feet. But there is a good portion of people out there that abuse it and take advantage of the system and try and take every dollar.
It should not be a family business. It should not be a generational family business.
Since 1964, we have five generations that are on social welfare programs.
And it's interesting that Rhiannon, because of her age, said they need social programs. I remember a time when there were no social programs, and friends helped friends, and churches helped for people. Oh, all right. Different topic. Bye.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're gonna notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff.
To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
For most purposes, having these magazine clips that have more than 15 rounds in them, there's really no purpose for those except for shooting targets or shooting people.
Broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Gun Sitters. GunSitters.com and their military division Weapons Guard is on 831B Route 10 East in Whippany. Check out GunSitters.com if you're in the middle of a domestic type thing, divorce. Just had a member, gold member, come talk to me. Him and his wife were having some problems. I said, don't hesitate. Go, and he did, and he came back and he said they took care of him very well. GunSitters.com. You can store them there for a week, a month, a year, whatever you want. While you're moving, go away on vacation, they got your back, because you don't want your guns confiscated. You also don't want your significant other or another family member to file a force report and say they threaten you with, you threaten them with a gun, and then the police are going to come and you're going to get locked up. If you're active military, their military division Weapons Guard will hold your firearms for you while you're being transferred or deployed in the military, and for free, wow, by the way. So you don't have to sell your stuff, because if you got transferred to California or Hawaii, you're going to get screwed. So, Rihanna,
or if you get transferred to New Jersey, you're getting screwed. So if you're in the military and you're coming to New Jersey and do want to bring your gun so you can still shoot at the range, perfect option for you.
So New York lawmakers introduced a bill last week. They're going to limit ammo purchases to 20 rounds for a semi-auto every 90 days and 12 rounds for a revolver every 90 days.
They're going to come out of the
woodwork
now. That's
ridiculous.
It's to prevent terrorists from stockpiling ammunition.
The terrorists like us?
Yes. Now, there's a flaw in the bill, because they say semi-auto 10 and 10, but in New York you can only load 7 and 7. So really it should be 14 rounds for a semi-auto and 12 rounds for a revolver. So we won't be able to practice. Gun manufacturers, we're going to have to sell Lucy's in a store. When I was a kid, you'd go to a store and buy loose cigarettes. Okay? So now you're going to have to go in a store and buy Lucy's with ammo. So yeah, this is the asinine. Rather than address terrorism, rather than address that we've let the barbarians in the gate, they're in the keep now, we'll just keep making laws for the law-abiding citizen. Now, which is great, because if I live in New York, I could just go to Pennsylvania Walmart and buy 20 right. cases of ammunition
exactly.
and bring it with me into New yeah. York.
They've never heard of automobiles and state lines.
Talk about not doing your research.
Right.
And this will pass.
It doesn't matter, of course. This is a look at Bloomberg's fiasco out in Colorado and his attempt in Arizona. They all fell flat.
Yeah.
Because you cannot, and Nevada, where you can't even. You're going to require background checks for the FBI to do background checks, and then you never bothered to ask the FBI who said F you.
And they said they're not going to do it.
Right.
In Nevada. The FBI says, we're not doing the background checks. Oh, shit, we should have checked with them
first.
Yeah,
should have checked, yeah.
But this is so funny. 12 round and 20 round every 90 days.
Every 90 days.
Every 90 days.
Well,
rationing
why would you
ammo.
Need more
That's
bullets.
Crazy.
Well, we've always said that. That's you remember 6 years ago, we said that it's not guns they're going to continue to go after. It's everything else that makes a gun. If you eliminate bullets, you have a pretty expensive paperweight.
This is a sad state of affairs that we live in.
Well, it's only going to get worse, I think, now under a Trump administration, because the left is so far unhinged. And I don't want to be in a position to have to defend Donald Trump.
They're grasping at straws. Schumer already said yesterday they picked 8 of Trump's cabinet nominations. They're going to delay the process as long as they can. Obstructionists, yeah, you know, because they have nothing, no other ammo.
In the beginning of the Obama administration, what would have the reaction been had the Republican side pulled these kinds of tactics?
They would have freaked out.
Know the answer to
Karl Rove.
That was rhetorical.
Karl Rove held up his whiteboard the other night and showed how fast the Republicans nominated all of Obama's, the Republicans and the Democrats, and they were all 2 or 3 weeks. Okay, so now the Democrats are going to hold it up for months and months and months, and us taxpayers just keep paying for it. You see what happened yesterday? The Republicans, a couple days ago, the Republicans were having a secret meeting. They were going to gut their ethics committee. Trump tweeted about it. 5 minutes later, Google, the number one search in Google for an hour and a half was, "Who is my congressman?" Okay?
Wow.
3 hours later, wow, they had a meeting in Paul Ryan's office, and they pulled a bill.
Wow.
Okay. Now, Trump has 18.5 million followers on Twitter, and on the 20th, he gets Obama's 15 million followers. He gets the at POTUS on Twitter.
Oh,
he gets
does
that handle. Yeah. Uh-huh. It comes over clear and clean. He's going to have 40 million people he's tweeting to. He's basically doing what Reagan did, but through social media.
Yeah.
He's going to be sticking it to everybody. It's time. We need this. Okay.
Actually, he's doing what Obama sort of started it in the beginning, but he's really capitalizing on something that FDR did. If
correct
you remember, the radio was
fireside
brand
chats
new. Yeah. The radio was an oddity. FDR was the first one to ever use radio as a direct means. He went an end run around Congress, and he said, "I'm going right to the American people."
And that's what he did.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is that Trump is not afraid to say exactly what's on his
oof
mind,
yeah,
for better or for
oof
worse.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
did you
there's something about honesty.
I read the Wall Street Journal the other day. All the large Fortune 500 companies have got with their PR firms, and they all have contingency plans because they're afraid Trump is going to catch wind about something they're doing, and he's going to tweet about it, like he's been doing. Ford is staying, but GM wants to build a cruise in Mexico. So they already have to have a defensive plan. But what happens is, what I believe is, if he shames a handful of companies, he can stop after that, because all the other companies are going to be
much
like, we better fall in line, because otherwise he's going to attack us.
Well, hopefully it ushers in a new age of transparency.
Correct. So it's kind of scary. But here's the problem. Republican leadership has the majority in the House and Senate, and their first move, the first day they're back in session, is to gut their ethics and oversight committee. What that tells you, they still don't get it.
Don't
get it.
We've talked about this. There are progressives in both parties. I mean, there is really, just because you've got an R or a D after your name, the Progressive Party started really heavily with Teddy Roosevelt. I mean, he was the first one to start the Progressive Party. He was a Republican. Then you've got FDR, Woodrow Wilson, JFK. JFK today would be considered a conservative.
Correct.
Which is why the progressives really hated this guy.
Correct. So I think it's interesting. And again, I was never a Trumper, to be honest with you. But now I have to. And I just kind of like how he keeps poking the bear in the eye. He really doesn't give a shit.
It was a matter of a lesser of two evils for a lot
of
people.
Well, big evil. God forbid if right Kankles got in.
Oh my
I mean,
goodness.
Did I say that?
Well, but take a look at what Bloomberg had set up there in Nevada, right? He expected a very amicable administration from a federal side. So now the FBI director would have been somebody beholden to Clinton.
Now, you're a foodie. You appreciate food. You know who,
love food.
You know who Anthony Bourdain is, right?
Yes.
You know Anthony Bourdain. Mm-hmm. He's been at a ton of shows. I flew home from Egypt in first class. He was next to me. And we had a little conversation before he got drunk and fell asleep.
Because
he doesn't
inevitable
eat airplane
yeah
food.
He doesn't.
No.
But airplane liquor is just fine.
Just fine. Yeah.
But he just wrote an article that he was anti-Trump. And he wrote an article. He's like, the left needs to wake up. The coastal elites on both sides have to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I've traveled all over this country, and there's hardworking Americans that pay their taxes and go to work every
right
day, and they feel like their voices are not being heard.
Because they haven't been.
Correct. He's like, it's time to wake up.
It's finally time middle America stood up and said, I'm just not going to take it anymore. Because the left coast and the right coast have dominated politics now since 1928. And now this is the first time we've had a Republican president, a Republican Congress, and a Republican Senate since 1928. And I'm going to be very interested to see what actually happens.
Me too. But again, when you have them pulling these antics like this, not a lot is going to happen. I think that they're going to learn. I think that it's good. They're going to screw up 40 or 50 times, and they're going to learn.
Right.
Last week, Merrick Garland, his nomination for Supreme Court Justice expired. Schumer already said they're going to block anybody that Trump puts up as a Supreme Court Justice. So I think it's going to be...
But they're in the minority, so...
I know, but it's just going to be obstruction, 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 so...
But unfortunately, at some point, the politicians do have to answer to the people to some degree.
Really?
And hopefully...
That'll be a first.
Yeah, it would be a first, wouldn't it?
I think that's what happened with the Trump administration, is that people took the American people... Sorry, the politicians took American people for granted and just assumed what was going to happen. And then Hillary ran a lackluster campaign, which resulted in Trump winning.
Yes, indeed. See, she's smart.
Well, I hope the politicians listen. I don't have much. I loathe politicians.
Cruz and Rubio introduced a bill to move Israelis, our embassy to Jerusalem.
Good.
And Cruz introduced a bill yesterday for term limits.
They're not going to enact term limits on themselves.
They might. They might. Sandy, there's a lot of people pissed off now.
It's a
I'm
cash
tired
cow.
Of career politicians.
Me too. Absolutely. When the hell did politics become a career?
I still have memories of reading in National Review William F. Buckley saying he went to visit the house and Strom Thurmond walked by. He used to wear no shoes. He was like 103, and he was still a senator with his socks on, walking. You know, he was like walking down the Senate labyrinth of offices in the basement and stuff.
It's so ridiculous. I mean,
Rihanna, nice seeing you. Thank you for being on the show.
Pleasure.
Get out.
Doing business.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Perfect. You're the best.
We're coming back. She's not. Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
But some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Where's my snare?
Where's
oh, there it is.
Snare?
I can't hear myself. Now I can. All right, this segment is brought to you by County...
Is that better?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
This segment is brought to you by County Line Firearms. Their website is countylinefirearmsnj.com. countylinefirearmsnj.com. They're also on Route 10 East in East Hanover, right across the street from the Best Buy. Same building as a check cashing place. They're a little boutique-y gun shop. They build a lot of custom stuff. They sell new. They sell used. Sherry from Saw Group is there. Sherry will be on the show within a week or two. I have to just hit her with some dates she sent me that she's available. You know, between a Saw Group, the diversity shoot, we meet people like Rhiannon here. And Rhiannon's background is, you know, I think she said she was from Burma or Myanmar. And, you know, her stepdad was, his name was Charlie, was a Vietnam vet who passed away. And so I love to see this type of representation coming into the range. And, I mean, she's all out with it. You know, everybody thinks, you know, we do have women that shoot that are girly girls, but obviously she's not a girly girl. And that's what I like. We need more of that in the range, you know. I want to talk a little bit on this one before we get into the last segment, which is going to be learning and stuff. But a couple of things. What does the future hold for New Jersey gun owners under President Trump? Okay. And stuff that's still listed on his website. I went on his website last night to look. All right. And he said that he defends the rights of law-abiding gun owners. Military bases and recruiting centers are to have a strong military. We need to allow them to defend themselves. He believes that we should arm people on a military basis.
Wow, that's a novel
okay,
idea.
Which I think is so asinine that we even have to address
right,
that.
Exactly.
All sure. right. National right to carry should be legal in all 50 states. Mm-hmm. And we know that's coming. Background checks. We need to fix the system we have and make it work for us the way it was intended. What we don't need is to expand a broken system.
Right.
And he's absolutely right.
Right.
We also know when people get denied on a NICS check, there's no follow-up.
Right.
Remember
right.
we talked about right. that? There was 10,000
so right.
denials and no follow-up. Gun and magazine bans. The government has no business dictating what types of firearms good, honest people are allowed to own.
Okay. And that includes magazines and bullets.
Correct.
New York
this
State.
Is on his website. Now, let me tell you something, that this is all relevant to New Jersey, obviously, because, you know, but this, we have the state's rights. What's that, the 10th Amendment?
10th Amendment.
That's what New Jersey uses to deny us our rights all the time. They fall back on the 10th Amendment, and go ahead, Sam.
Which I don't get that argument at all, because the left will use that argument a great deal. You know, states' rights, all of a sudden they recognize the Constitution, progressives, when it suits their purpose. But I don't get that, because the state, a natural right is a natural right. My God-given right to defend my life and myself, my home, my family, is granted to a bear.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
You go ahead in and play with, go into a bear's den when mama is there and try to pet the cute little cuddly baby bears
mm-hmm.
and see what happens.
But, you know, let's talk about this. We know that New Jersey is going to fight this tooth and nail. We know that the National Reciprocity Bill is going to be flawed and discriminatory against New Jersey and a handful of mm-hmm. other states, but let's go with the flow. He's on a roll.
Right.
He's got the House and Senate. In 2018, there's a bunch more seats up
well,
for election.
Well, there's another bill now coming out of North Carolina that would be very beneficial to New Jersey. It includes, from what I understand...
Is that the Manchin-Toomey bill or not? I'm not
no,
sure.
It's
no,
it's not. I can't remember his name. Somebody from North Carolina, please let us know. What is it? Hudson?
You slow.
Yeah, I
You slow. You very slow.
I don't have another computer here, so...
So,
okay.
So we'll see what happens.
We'll get the answer to that.
I'm cautiously optimistic, but I think that him having the House of Senate and the Senate and him being so vocal and such a disruptor, and we're ready for a disruptor in this country, let's
oh,
face
absolutely.
It. We're, you know, he has his people. His transition team is asking government agencies for a list of people and what their positions are on stuff, and the government's freaking out.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but
Obama's
shit.
Making a massive hire right now.
Yes.
We need more useless bureaucrats.
Correct. And he's going to undo all of this, right, wrong, or indifferent. The press is freaking out. You know, he said once 20 years ago on the Howard Stern show that he supported the Iraqi war. Whenever I flip MSNBC on, they can't go 5 minutes without saying, you know, he did support the war at one time and then he flip-flopped on it. All right, get over it.
Right.
Get over it.
Right.
I don't believe everything about Trump anyway. He was 70 years, he was pretty much a liberal. Now
Absolutely.
All of a sudden he's a conservative, okay?
He's not a conservative.
He's not, but he's a disruptor.
Not.
But I think that the liberal attacks have made him dig his heels in and snap back.
Well, absolutely, because he just doesn't like to be attacked.
Correct. So,
so
I think
okay.
that it's been counterproductive for
absolutely.
Them. They think
sure.
by belittling him and yelling at him. You know the Koch brothers?
Yeah.
One of the Koch brothers was on a Trump golf course between Christmas and New Year's, and one of the guys in the foursome wrote a book in like 1993, critical of Trump
right.
and something Ivana Trump, his first wife, said or whatever. Trump threw him off the golf course and Koch, because the Koch brothers didn't support. They had to go to another golf course and golf. I mean, like, he don't give a shit.
It's a man who holds a grudge.
Listen, and I think it's phenomenal. I do. I think it's phenomenal that he's going to be this way. I think we need this, you know?
somebody who holds true is, you know, holds true to what they really do believe in, good, bad, and indifferent, is refreshing.
Yep.
I just don't know. I don't know. I mean, obviously, he wasn't my first pick.
Me either.
I would much rather have a conservative in the White House, but I am very, very happy to be rid of the Marxist.
Me too. So he's gone, but he's not going away. He's only a mile from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yep.
So he'll be back. He's not gonna
disappear like George W.
No,
Bush
he did. Wants to be the voice of the people, and yeah. He thinks that he's gonna just come. Well, because for 8 years everybody's been telling him he's Superman. On a national, an international front, Chancellor Angela Merkel urges Germans to use love and compassion to battle Islamic extremists while they're slaughtering you.
Yeah, you
should be throwing rose petals at them.
Let's see how that works out.
Okay, we all saw the terror attack in Turkey over the weekend. He went in. He had hand grenades. He had, it looks like an AK-47. He went in. He went into the kitchen after he shot everybody up. He changed his wardrobe and he walked out.
Made a sandwich.
Yep, and they're still hunting for him. And it was a major, major slaughter, which we're seeing more and more of every day. But yes, love and compassion is what we're supposed to start exercising. People, we need to wake up as a country out there. We're not going to be able to live free. I find it embarrassing that New Year's Eve, Times Square, they brought 1,000 extra cops in and surrounded the entire perimeter of Times Square with garbage trucks.
37,000 police officers.
Okay, this is how we have to live. Listen, terror lurks out there everywhere, and it's every color, every religion, I understand. But if the last 5,700 terror attacks have been linked to radical Islamics, I think that we need to start blaming radical Islamic terrorists. And you know what? This is never going to end until the moderate Muslims take control of
this. That's correct. Yes.
I spoke about this six or 8 months ago on the show, too. The moderate Muslims turn a blind eye to all of this. They're the ones that need to get the radicals under control.
And they're frightened, too, Ann. I think the radical Islam has probably killed more Muslims than anyone else.
Of course. They're number one on the list. But we try to live as a free society. We can't live as a free society anymore.
No, we can't.
The way we travel sucks.
If we continue to ignore what we're ignoring, and if we continue to operate upside down, where we're taking firearms away from law-abiding citizens who really just seek to protect themselves and their loved ones, and arming then our enemies and opening the door and allowing them in, this is upside down. And when that stops, maybe then we'll have a turnaround.
There's a meme I see all the time on the internet regarding Obama. It says, once you realize he's against us, everything else falls into place.
Right.
You know, the way he grew up, Valerie Jarrett, Iranian Muslim, he lives in a bubble, his own bubble world. Right. He doesn't know anything how we, like Angela Merkel, like I said, when you say we don't want a million migrants who won't assimilate, they say you're unpatriotic. But she doesn't give a shit because she won't be shopping in a Christmas market and get run over by a tractor trailer.
Right.
Because she lives in a different biosphere than the rest of us.
Well, for them, it's all about power. I mean, you and I, if we were to have a job that paid, what does it pay, $145,000, $250,000 a year, we leave that job and immediately rent a place for $1 million rent a year and have total expectation that we're going to be able to pay for that?
Correct. How does that work?
We'd be called delusional.
How does that work?
Well, it's the problem with this country, unfortunately, is the fact that they go in paupers. We elect them paupers and we make them multimillionaires, but not of the sweat of their own brow.
Correct.
Off the sweat of our brow.
Correct. With all their side deals that they make and everything. That's why I don't have any problem with billionaires in his cabinet, because they can't be bought.
No, absolutely not. No, sure.
They can't be bought. If you're worth $3 billion, what are you going to make, another five? Like Wilbert, whatever, the in the commerce, he's 73 years old and he's worth like $3.5 billion.
These are the people who we should want.
Wilbur Ross.
Yes.
Correct.
Who we should want then, because they've made a successful life.
Correct.
These are the people who we should be elevating and saying to our kids, look, from nothing, he made something.
Correct. and they know the system. They've worked the other side. They know the roadblocks that they've had building their businesses, their lives, and their careers. That's why he seems to be picking everybody. You know, like the EPA chief, he's for environmental protection. This guy's been fighting the EPA in New Mexico for like 5 years.
Right.
And now he's in charge. Going to be in charge of the EPA. Drain the swamp, I hear.
Yes, I hear that is a good idea. All right, if you've got kids listening, it's time to cover your ears because we're bringing back a favorite commercial spot for the new year just for you.
Ship back.
Are you still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shit bag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shit bags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shit bags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shit bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
This segment is brought to you by me. I want to talk a little bit about overall safety and situational awareness because the world is getting scarier and scarier, and we keep letting the barbarians in the gate, and they don't assimilate, and their only job is to kill us, hurt us, wound us, maim us, make us live that we're surrounded by garbage trucks. We can't fly without being degraded. We can't do anything without being degraded. This spring now I will be going to England and France on a Winston Churchill tour. It will probably be the last time I ever go back to Europe, the Middle East, or anywhere else in the Mediterranean again.
Because it's
going full Sharia and it's not turning back.
No.
Let's face it. And the U.S. is just following a little bit at a time. And I'm by no means a racist. I get along with everybody. But I want to get along with people who get along with me, not people who want to kill me. And if I hear more shit about the Christians and the Crusades, I tell everybody, well, it's 16, 1700s, 1400s.
And the Crusades were in response to what? To the Moors occupation, where they tore churches down and built mosques on top of the churches. So this is nothing new.
Correct. So I want to be...
You poke me, I poke you.
Correct. So as approaching 56 years old and a red, white, and blue American, F you all who would do damage to us, and I'm going to live my life as best as I can, but I'm not going to be giving money to organizations that support this, and the politicians, they better start waking up. I'm telling you right now. All right, so... You're walking around, you're in the mall, you're going shopping, you're on the street, you're parking. You need a lipstick bodyguard on you. You need a flashlight on you. And you need some kind of defensive pen on you. and you always need to have your brain on you and a head on a swivel. I hate to tell you this, but we let our guard down and shit happens. You don't want to be that guy or that girl. I know it sucks to live this way. All right. Some kind of mace, saber red, or lipstick bodyguard, because you never know when the shit is going to hit the fan. I just think it's a great tool. If it's under 3/4 of an ounce, it's legal in New Jersey. It's legal in New York. Anybody else out there, check your state and local laws regarding OC spray. OC spray, all it is habanero pepper. Whatever spray you're going to buy, make sure it's an alcohol-based spray and not a water-based spray. Lipstick bodyguard is alcohol-based. Because the molecular structure is smaller, it will go under eyes that are shut.
Yep.
Okay, so you want to make sure you have that on
nasal
your
passages,
person.
That sort of thing.
Correct. You want to make sure you have it and you have it ready to deploy. Tony Parise sent me a message on Facebook. After they're a year old, if it's the wintertime, go outside, spray it in the snow.
Yep.
Summertime, go outside, spray it in the grass,
and get a new one.
Yep. You get a new one, you give one burst. Psh, verify that it works. See what kind of stream it is.
That's it.
You can wash it underwater if you want the nozzle. Put the lid back on.
And do it outside.
Yeah, please. And it's good for another year.
Yes.
And do it downwind. You don't want it to blow back in your face. So you should carry
that
with you. Your kids should carry that. Normally it's age 16 and up. It also depends on the level of maturity. If you give mace to a 16-year-old boy, he's going to spray it in school or something, and there's going to be a problem.
Right. 16-year-old girl, not a problem.
Because they're mature.
Yes.
16-year-old boy.
Yeah, we were
principal's office.
16-year-old boys.
Yes. I carry a flashlight. I'm right-handed. I carry a flashlight in my left pocket. I carry a Phoenix 160 lumen FN flashlight. You can get a Streamlight. You can get a Surefire. You can get anything you want. It needs to be over 140 lumens. Why? Because you can blind the shit out of somebody, even in the daytime. If you're in a subway platform in the daytime and a guy comes up to you and he's harassing you, put the 160 lumen or 200 lumen flashlight in his eyes. Watch what happens.
Right.
You will gain the tactical advantage. You will be able to push him down. You'll be able to run safely in another direction. If it's at night, it will have even a better effect. And if you're ever in an elevator or a subway car, a rail car, or a mall, and there's a power failure, guess what? You got a flashlight. And they're small. They're tiny little flashlights. You can get one that takes a 1-2-3 battery. The one I use takes a AA battery because I'm a cheap bastard, because 1-2-3 batteries are too expensive, okay?
Yeah.
I always
and
keep extra batteries
too,
on hand. Yeah, you can buy a whole sleeve online or whatever, but I always have a flashlight on me. I'm sorry. And it has the DNA bezel, you know, which they call a strike bezel, because you can hold it in your hand. Make sure that the flashlight you buy operates with the thumb switch. You click it from the rubber switch on the tail of the flashlight. So you can hold it in your weak hand and you can hold it out forward and you can still have your strong hand to control your lipstick bodyguard, let's say. And you can click it in somebody's face and you can debilitate them. I'm telling you, it works. It works better than grandpa's flash camera that you had blinking blue dots, okay?
Exactly.
Very, very important that you carry that. The other thing is carry a defensive pen. Even if you've never taken our defensive pen class, go online, look up defensive pen, like on Amazon.com, buy one. If you fly a lot, don't buy the Uzi or Smith & Wesson brand, because the TSA see it says Uzi or Smith & Wesson on it, and they have a problem with that. The one I'm carrying right now, and they don't pay me anything, I'm carrying a Schrade, S-C-H-R-A-D-E, which is the knife company. I carry the Schrade. Let me tell you something. You can go anywhere with this pen. TSA has stopped me, and they've opened it up. And they wrote to make sure it was a pen, and they handed it back to me. But I can do a lot of damage with this pen because I'm professionally trained. But if you're not professionally trained, it's a great striking instrument.
Right.
It's a great push-type instrument. If you're a woman and somebody put you in a headlock and you took this out and started stabbing them in the rib cage from behind you,
they're going to let you go.
Exactly. It's just good to have. They come in foo-foo colors, stainless, pink, chartreuse, you know, whatever you want.
A lot of colors.
But these are three things that I just described that you can carry. And the second two, the flashlight and pen, you can go anywhere with.
Right.
Okay?
And lipstick bodyguard, because it is legal in New Jersey, it is legal in every state.
Correct. You can't bring it into a government building.
Oh, true.
And you can't fly with it.
Right.
But pretty much everywhere else you can bring this. You could be sitting in an Applebee's with your back against the booth watching the door. There could be a power failure. There could be a nut that comes into the place, storms in. You have some tools
the
now.
The burger could be overcooked.
Correct. But you have some tools.
Right.
Instead of worrying about putting your phone on and videotaping the melee, grab your shit, your family, your loved ones, and get out of there.
Right.
Let someone else videotape it.
Right, exactly. While they're, use them, like you said last week, use them as cover.
Use Tanner, I said, right? On the way out of the
Tanner.
Store. Listen, whatever it takes, it's all about survival. All is fair in love and war.
That's
I'm sorry.
Right. That's
but
right.
But it's survival of the fittest now, isn't it? And you know, pay attention to stuff. Remember like 3 years ago, Garden State Plaza, the guy walked through the mall with an AR-15.
Right.
Right? With a hat on, pulled over his head, and nobody did anything. And we've discussed this, and I caught shit because people were like, well, you shouldn't get involved. Bullshit.
Right.
Bullshit. Somebody eventually has to grow a set and take a stand.
Right.
We've had millions of people who have died since the Revolutionary War
right.
so that we could fly our flag in freedom.
Right. And not have to take our damn shoes off in order to get on a plane.
Government's taking our freedom away, and people who hate us are taking our freedom
away. It's systematic. I mean, that's what socialism does, doesn't it? Socialism makes mommy and daddy government, it replaces God, it replaces your family, and makes you responsible to them for all your decisions. I mean, you guys out there, just turn on a police scanner and listen to the calls that come in over the police scanner, having to deal with neighbor problems. Oh, my neighbor's tree is overhanging. So they dial 911 rather than go out and say to the guy, hey, could you do me a favor and cut the limbs off of your tree so it doesn't
Correct.
Drop leaves in my pool.
Correct. It's just bullshit.
Right.
But, you know, these are the things you have to do. Listen, have a bug out bag in your car. Have your kids have one. People, I'm telling you, shit happens. It's going to happen more and more. I hope our intelligence agencies are on point 100% of the time. But it's not. It's not going to be that way.
No.
All right, if it was, we wouldn't have had to surround Times Square with
garbage trucks.
And we wouldn't have to pay 37,000 cops overtime to protect a million people in Times Square.
Exactly.
Okay. By the way, I got a question for my listeners. Somebody emailed Talkback at Gunfire Radio. If you went to Times Square or you went to the Macy's balloon parade or whatever, where do you pee?
Yeah, right. Where do you pee?
Where do you pee? I want to know.
You're not wandering into...
I couldn't go 5, 6, 7 hours, stand around like a juice.
Well, we kind of know where they pee.
Oh, where do you pee legally? Like, do they set up 5 billion porta potties? Because I won't pee in them. I'll pee behind them before I pee in them.
Before I go in there and lock myself in.
But going full circle, you know, a pen, a flashlight, a lipstick bodyguard. These three little tools should be on you like your money and credit cards are and your car keys. You really should have them all the time. You should be prepared. Always be prepared for the worst. Teach your kids what to do in an emergency situation. Teach your significant other what to do in an emergency situation. Have bug out bags. Carry these three tools all the time. My Phoenix flashlight looks like it went through World War III, man. It's been in my pocket for years, the same light. I love it. And it's an LED, and it's 160 lumen.
And it's very light, too.
Yes, so you should really think about it. Now, on that note, February 5th, we have CPR AED. February 12th, we have Quick Clot. Defensive Protective Pen, February 18th, great class. Protective Cane, February 11th. Another Defensive Flashlight class, February 26th. James Hethem's Prepping 101, March 25th. You really shouldn't miss that class, by the way. Use of Force, January 23rd. And Civilian Response to an Active Shooter Situation, February 21st. And then, of course, we have Holster Draw, Urban Carbine 1, Urban Pistol 1, Urban Shotgun 1, 2, and 3, and Low Light, No Light on February 13th. We have a ton of classes. You should be training. You should be reading. You should be prepared. You should be aware. So to everybody out there, a happy and healthy New Year.
To add to what Anthony just said, training doesn't stop when you buy a gun. It only begins. That's the difference between us and them. Well, looks like the clock on the wall says it all. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license to Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, each one, reach out, tell somebody about the show. Subscribe on iTunes. That also helps boost the circulation. Let somebody know on social media. Put a link to this show because it's pretty important coming up. Don't you think so, Winston? I think it's pretty important that everybody kind of lets everybody know about the show. Winston? Winston? Yeah, it sounds awful like goodbye. Well, it must be. So we'll see you guys next week. We love you. From sea to the shine.